Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, we trigger our listener, Trina, who says, stop getting people's names tattooed on your body.
Yeah, well, we're past that.
Yeah, it's group therapy. Also, we dive into some dude knowledge.
And we get answers in the legend of Scott Kelly.
Yes.
And the Jonas Brothers.
Yes, the legend. Enjoy the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So how was the weekend, the play, all that stuff? We saw a lot of action on social media. Your daughter performing in Peter Pan.
It was pretty incredible.
Was it everything?
Pulled off a great show, yeah. Yes. Yeah, it was awesome. I was super proud of her. They put everything into it, especially like closing night. It was awesome. My most favorite night, I think, was opening night with all the little girls that showed up in costume. And it was just, yeah, it turned out to be a fantastic show. And yes, I did kind of do photo and video dumps on social media. So if you want to check them out at Kelly K Radio, I put some up on Benny Kelly's show. So
did they do a cast party afterwards?
We went to Grater's. We always go to Grater's. Yeah, kind of. It was just like most of the cast invaded Grater's. And the line
I'll
was
say
up the door.
That, you know, you were in theater. I was in theater. I don't know if you ever did theater in college. You did do theater in college, right?
I minored in theater.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I will say cast parties, once you get to the college level in theater, much different than cast parties in middle school and high school.
Exactly. Yeah, they don't really have official cast parties
right.
in middle school. It just everyone just goes and gets ice cream together.
Right, right. I mean, right, exactly. It's just the fun, like, hey, let's all get together, get something, some dinner, get some ice cream, celebrate, all that stuff.
Yes.
In college, it gets a little crazier.
Yeah.
And I will
1,000%.
And I will say that being a straight male in a cast has its advantages.
Yes, it does.
Because I didn't have a whole lot of competition when it came to that sort of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, it was just,
it was fun
watching these kids
sure.
do the thing. I mean, they really, by the final shows, you know, they all feel super comfortable
mm-hmm.
and they're just really digging into the roles even more. And it's a lot of fun to watch. They put together a really great show. So I'm just super proud of them. And, one more to go. I think the spring musical is going to be Shrek Jr. for the middle school, which should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how all that pans out. But yeah, they did great. Super exhausted. They did great. And then Jake had their first varsity scrimmage for basketball. So I was doing that, went to that first on Saturday and then switched and went straight to the school to do all the drama things. So yeah, yesterday we kind of crashed from the crazy pace of it all.
Yeah, sometimes you got to do that for sure.
And then this morning, my son's going to be driving my daughter to school for the first time.
All right. Well,
so
hey,
that's
you
happening.
Know what? But see that's better for you now.
Well, better for my husband. He's
for
he's
sure
had that duty.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Since my son was 2 months old.
Yeah, better
this
for
is the first time.
Right, 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 right. So all of a sudden now you're going to realize life is going to get easier.
He now has a parking spot at school, and it's crazy.
There he
so,
is.
Yeah,
all
it's
right.
been
life,
big things.
Life
in
keeps
the household.
On lifing.
Life is lifing a lot
yeah.
around here. So yes. And how about you?
The Assumption Lloyd White track 3200 track meet was on Saturday evening, which was wild. These kids, by the way, are so freaking fast. Like,
yeah.
so incredibly fast. 3200 meters is 2 miles for those of you in layman's terms.
Thank you.
Yeah, 8 laps around a track. Their Assumption's track is pretty cool. I mean, off of Poplar Level Road. I think Collegiate has their fields down there too. But yeah, they had this big Lloyd White Memorial. There were kids from all over Indiana and Kentucky, not just the region, not just like, you know, here in Louisville and southern Indiana. I mean, they were from all over the place. And I kept thinking, you know, it's like when you're watching these meets, it's like you're watching the Olympics and you wonder to yourself, they should just have a normal person running this too, just to see. To show you how fast these high schoolers are.
For perspective.
Yeah, for perspective, right. And so, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm trying to gauge, I'm like, okay, They just finished 2 miles faster than what I could have probably run 1 mile in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm trying to like stack myself up against what I'm witnessing right there. So anyways.
The power of youth.
Yeah, exactly. So that was pretty cool. And Zoe, my daughter, she ran and PR'd. So that was pretty cool. How about some jokes?
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose again with Kelly and I. Sling jokes back and forth. It's a little bit of a challenge. First person who laughs loses. The trophy is in Kelly's hands right now.
Show the trophy.
Well, she's it glorious. Should be in your hands.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally yours.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Look at that. Oh.
It's glorious. All right, so yeah. Losers go first. Kelly, that's me.
Okay.
Kelly, I've started investing in stocks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Beef, chicken, vegetable.
Tasty.
Hopefully one day I'll be a bullionaire.
Wow. I did not see that punchline lasting that long. Well done.
Thank you.
That simmered really well.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use TikTok.
Okay.
But I can write in cursive, and I can do long division, and I can tell time on clocks with hands.
Can you actually do long division?
Give me a while to do it, and I can.
You know, Kelly, my buddy served in the military.
Thank him for his service.
Yeah, I just found out he offed 3 people.
Oh.
Which is scary, but he was a cook.
Typically not in his job description.
Bad cook.
Not a bullionaire?
Not a bullionaire.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
The guy said my son wanted to know what it's like to be married. I asked him to leave me alone, and when he did, I asked him why he was ignoring me.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, my grandpa's skills were legendary when he was in the military.
Yeah?
Yeah. He single-handedly brought down 24 bi-wing fighters.
Wow.
He was their mechanic.
Yeah! Yeah! Apparently not a good one.
No. Runs in the family.
It's probably good you didn't join the military.
Right.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
No one lies more than a mom that says, we'll see, because we ain't seeing nothing.
Don't tell our secrets.
Like, that's not happening.
Hey, Kelly, I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
Suspicious-looking mole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dropped my pants, and doc said just to put that thing back in the garden and not to bother him anymore.
You're keeping him in your pants, sir?
That's another story.
Okay. I have a lot of questions about that story.
It's You Laugh, You Lose.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
A loan at a bank can take 30 years to pay off.
Uh-huh.
If you rob a bank, you're out in 10 years. Follow me for more financial advice.
Wow. All right. Those are good tips, Kelly.
Yeah.
I will. Hey, Kelly, I never thought I'd be shoplifting from a kitchen supply store.
Oh.
Speaking of doing things that are bad.
Yeah.
But that's a risk I'm willing to take.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Mm.
Hey, Ben.
Yes, Kelly.
Please don't ask me about my hobbies.
What about your hobbies?
Like, I don't know, anxiety, overthinking, snacking on cheese.
Oh. You and I have similar hobbies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly, I was going to shoplift.
Were you?
Some top shelf beef.
Yeah.
But the stakes were too high.
Too high. Too high.
Too high.
Too high.
So you laugh, you lose.
Rethink that.
Yep.
Hey, Ben, you know, do not touch.
Uh-huh.
You know, do not touch.
I've heard of it.
Must be one of the scariest things to read in Braille.
Indeed. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
So I went back to shoplift.
Yeah.
So I went back to shoplift some more stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are we doing this time?
There was no low-hanging fruit.
At least you got a lane of what you're shoplifting.
I'm yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yes?
I feel bad for parents nowadays.
Do you?
Right?
Yes.
Parents.
Parents.
You have to explain the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
The bees and the bees, the birds and the birds, the birds that used to be bees, the bees that used to be birds, the birds that look like bees and the bees that look like birds but still got a stinger.
All the things.
It's a lot.
All the things.
It's a lot.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
So my grandma.
Yeah, what did grandma do?
So my grandma went to the doc.
Yeah.
Complains that her hearing is getting a little worse. Describe the symptoms, says the doc. Grandma replies, Homer is fat and Marge has blue hair.
Not the Simpsons, the symptoms.
Symptoms, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's not very good at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yes, Kelly.
Teacher says to the class, give me the opposite of the sentence.
Okay.
Children in the dark make mistakes.
Okay.
Little Johnny.
What
says,
did Little Johnny say?
Mistakes in the dark make children.
Are they mistakes?
All blessings.
Are they mistakes?
All blessings.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Grandma caught shoplifting.
We're merging the themes.
My grandma was caught shoplifting a bag of apples.
Yeah.
Judge.
Yeah.
Says, I'm sentencing you to spend a day in jail, one for each apple. That's a week total.
Yeah.
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 My grandpa, remember him?
I do.
Remember, raises his hand.
Yeah.
Your Honor. She also stole a bag of rice.
Throwing her under the bus. Wait, is that the punchline?
There's a lot of grains of rice. She wouldn't be out for a long, long time. Sorry, I had to explain that. That made...
Wait a second. I'm just going to walk this over.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm back, baby. I'm back. Look at that. Look at that. There it is. You laugh, you lose. Jeez. Grandma's theft.
Stupid grandparents.
Shoplifting,
now
all that.
Grandpa's taking down the ship, too.
All right, you got to hand it to some smart prisoners, right? It's 99.7 DJX. This is your Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
Well, it's an example of what not to do, but for whom.
Right, exactly. If you can manage to make it through the day without hacking into the prison system to change you and your buddy's prison sentence, then you're doing okay. Or maybe it's if you can manage to make it through the day without having such weak IT that prisoners can hack into it, then you're
hackable.
Doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to point the fingers more, I think, at the prison.
Well, and smart, it doesn't matter how easy it is to hack. If you don't know where to start, then...
Exactly.
Regardless, a prisoner there in a penitentiary in Romania got into the prisoner's, to the prison's IT system, thanks in part to a hospital employee using some stolen credentials from a hospital employee that was, you know, there in the penitentiary checking them all out, right? Got in... Modified sentences.
Oh, wow.
Detention conditions for him and 15 of his other buddies.
Oh, wow.
They basically reduced his, he reduced his own sentence. He manipulated financial records to make unauthorized purchases.
Oh, wow. He did quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. So he's like, yeah. You know what? I already served a lot. So, you know, I'm almost out. We're almost good.
When did he schedule for himself for release? Like the next day?
Right. Exactly. Hey, I'm out actually this afternoon. I don't know if you guys saw on the old records there. It's like that.
Totally been like that the whole time.
Right. It's like that scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off where he's watching his absences go from 9 down to like 2.
Uh-huh.
Right there in real time.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, don't know if it's necessarily on the fault of the prison or the prisoner. I say probably the prison because...
I think prisoner's gonna prison a little bit.
Yeah.
With some of that stuff.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without having such a weak IT system that prisoners can hack into it, then you're doing okay.
I mean, what were they in for to begin with? Was it hacking anything like that?
Maybe, it was.
Maybe that was their crime to begin with.
Maybe it was. So there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story. We've got an update for you coming up on 99.7 DJ. Last week, a guy named Scott Kelly went viral. It's 99.7 DJX. Last week, Jonas Brothers concert, someone captured some dude sitting in the show, at the show, watching and reading Scott Kelly's resume. It was uploaded to TikTok, and it was just, Scott Kelly, your resume was being reviewed at a Jonas Brothers concert tonight. Good luck.
Hope and, you get the job.
Yes, and then all of the comments started rolling down. The internet started interneting, and Kevin Jonas rolls in. I'm one of Scott Kelly's references. And Nick Jonas rolls in. Scott Kelly's work ethic and critical thinking inspired me to write the lines, Red Dress! I mean, all these different businesses started jumping in. Vrbo, Scott Kelly built my house, hire him. Pepsi, cannot recommend Scott enough. He's an elite employee. Old Navy, Scott Kelly always dresses professionally. Highly recommend. People are like, Scott Kelly, Scott Kelly, Scott Kelly, Scott Kelly.
54 million views on the original TikTok.
Yeah, that TikTok absolutely went bananas, right?
Yeah, we were just like, okay, was that Scott Kelly himself, like, polishing his resume?
Yeah.
Or was it a prospective employer? Did he get the job?
Yeah, so we now know, thanks to, in part, Jimmy Fallon actually had the Jonas Brothers on, and they started kind of talking about this. And they were like, hey, you know, so like this weird thing happened at one of your shows. And the Jonas were like, yeah, there was.
And then, funny?
And then Jimmy goes ahead and says this.
The real Scott Kelly is here. Everyone, please welcome Scott Kelly. We found him.
Yeah! So they literally bring Scott Kelly, who looks like an accountant.
he's got very much of a Michael Scott look from The Office.
Right, right. Yeah. He just looks like this dude wearing a suit, just like a normal, like a Michael Scott, like you said.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the Jonas Brothers. Hey. Scott.
Oh.
Have a seat. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. Good to meet you.
I know this is Scott Kelly because I saw his LinkedIn. This is definitely him.
Yeah. Yeah, they found me.
Yeah. So Scott's like, yep, you found me. And by the way.
And Kevin was creeping on his LinkedIn. This is great.
Yeah. And by the way, Scott Kelly was like, I had never even heard of a Jonas brother.
Oh, get
before
out.
This happened.
He didn't have a TikTok.
Didn't even have a TikTok. Nope. Didn't. No, he goes on to explain.
Scott, can you explain what is happening in your world?
It's been an interesting week.
Okay, good. All right.
So Monday, I'm sitting in class for an MBA program I'm going through, and my buddy hits me up and says, hey, dude, you're going famous on TikTok. I'm like, I don't even have a TikTok. So he sends me this blurry screenshot. It's like, is this your resume? I'm like, no, it's not my resume. Over the next 24 hours, everything I have starts blowing up with messages. So I actually download TikTok, go look at the original video and go, yeah, that's me. And it was later confirmed because the gentleman who was actually in the video reached out on Veterans Day of all days. Yeah, and it was surprising because I get this random message I don't recognize and I go to open it up and I actually already had him saved in my contacts.
Wait, what?
Uh-huh.
So he
they
knows
know
this.
Each other.
Yes.
Turns out he and I were in the same infantry battalion in the U.S. Army back in 2014 up at Fort Drum. He later went on to do some great stuff with the 75th Ranger Regiment. I went on to join Special Forces, and now we find out we're both in upstate New York.
Yeah, so they're both living civilian life. They're both in upstate New York. And so he kind of goes on as to why he's even looking at Scott Kelly's resume.
Working on the civilian side. It's a small world.
This happens. Did you get the job?
Yeah, and so he's like, okay, the million-dollar question, did you get the job?
Right.
So, I never actually applied for a job.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
So
yeah, apparently some agency floated his resume out there and he didn't know.
Brandon's actually, he's been very successful in his post-military career. He's the president of a company out there called Ramir that do home services in the Buffalo area. And he's always looking to bring on veteran talent. So he actually goes out of his way to hire veteran talent in the area for his company.
Yeah.
And so wasn't looking for a job, but he and I are going to link up.
Yeah. So basically he was saying that his resume got to this guy who is just looking to hire veterans.
Yes.
And,
which I think is great. But
and
no,
Scott Kelly is a veteran.
Was not looking for a job though. He's very happy in his current job.
Yeah.
Everything's fine, but they're going to reconnect and like catch up.
Right. Exactly.
They knew each other in a different life.
Isn't that so crazy?
That's nuts.
And I'm sure Scott's having to like backpedal and answer to his current job.
You know, I'm serious. I'm not looking for a job. I
promise.
Right. I promise.
Like,
yes.
Could you imagine? How, like, the worst possible mm-hmm. case scenario of how your current employer finds out you're looking for a job it goes viral because someone throws you up on TikTok.
Yep. But, you know, I think that, it worked out. You didn't see, Inside Edition did track down the guy that's in the video. He did get a little bit of the spotlight, but it's all been about Scott Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Because it wasn't about the guy that was looking at the resume so much as the resume whose resume it was being looked at.
Yes, but still, the sheer fact that this guy, instead of paying attention to the Jonas Brothers concert, he's just sitting back looking at a resume on his phone.
Yeah, so like obviously
that's what caught the woman's eye to begin with. Like, what's this guy doing?
Yeah, he took his daughter, or he took, you know, a kid or a wife. Okay, yeah. So he took someone, and he didn't really have that much of an interest in the Jonas Brothers.
He just needed to take a breather.
Now apparently we know that Scott Kelly didn't either.
Yep.
but yeah. So there you go. There's the update for you. Kind of fun.
That's great. I love that. The Jonas Brothers have been playing this up. I think they're pretty much best friends with Scott Kelly at this point.
Right.
He put him in their TikTok backstage at the Jimmy Fallon. So if he didn't know what a Jonas Brothers was before,
he does now. Yep. Good stuff. You can see more. WDJX.com. We got it there for you. He wants her to erase part of her past.
Uh-huh.
For their future together.
Uh-huh.
Let's get into some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Alicia is coming to us. Hey, Ben and Kelly, need some advice from you and your listeners.
Okay.
Recently engaged, overall things are great, except for one argument that keeps coming up. Years ago, when I was with my ex, who, by the way, I share two kids with, I got a tattoo on my arm with all of our names incorporated into one beautiful design.
Okay.
It's not some random love forever tattoo. It's part of a whole piece that represents my little family.
Mm-hmm.
My fiance's recently started pushing me, though, to get my ex's name removed.
Oh.
He says it's disrespectful to him as he steps into the role of my husband. But to me, it feels disrespectful. He expects me to erase something that's tied to the history of my life. And frankly, tied to my kid's story, too. I've told him it's not like I still have feelings for my ex. It's just part of where I came from. So I'm wondering if I'm wrong for feeling this way. Would other people get rid of a tattoo like that?
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone ever drawn a line in the sand over ink from a past relationship?
No.
I need to know if I'm being unreasonable or if he is.
Oh, what is the number one rule that we've talked about on this show about getting
tattoos? Don't tattoo names on your body?
Yes!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, other than kids.
Look, I love my wife.
Mm-hmm.
I adore my wife.
Yes.
She has put up with me, and we have created a beautiful family for a long time.
Seems pretty solid.
Solid ground. I still would never tattoo her name on my body.
Yeah, no. I mean, you have zero tattoos at all. I have zero tattoos. So
we're not the people to ask.
We're not the resident experts in this arena. We're going to need some tattooed people maybe who have walked this path to be able to guide her. Because I understand. I can see both sides. I can see both sides. But if it's like part of a gigantic, you know, full design that has all of their names incorporated in it.
Yeah,
might be a little difficult to tweak that in a way that's not going to be obvious it was tweaked.
Look, we need to immediately just get beyond the names have already been tattooed on her body.
Yes.
Like we're not going to be able to reverse time and tell her, hey, maybe you shouldn't get these names on your body.
We're not there. But it seems like both are pretty firm in standing their ground on, she's like, I'm not changing it. He's like, it's disrespectful to me. So how are they, is there a compromise without her changing the tattoo?
Now,
I feel like no.
Now, Shelby rolls in and says, if it was that bothersome, it should have been a requirement before getting engaged.
Ooh.
I don't know, man. Is that where we need to go with this? Like, is it an ultimatum where it's like, listen, I ain't gonna make you an honest woman until you remove that ex's name off your body?
I don't know if that's the direction we take. I mean, she said this has been a recurring argument. So this has been discussed probably before they got engaged. And maybe maybe he was thinking once the engagement happens,
right,
she'll hear his point of view and say, okay.
Yeah. All right. Who's been in this situation? I know she is not, Alicia's not the only person who has the name of an ex tattooed on her body. Come on now. Come on now. We know you. We know you.
A lot.
We know you.
A lot.
We need to hear from those who are going through this now. Tell us your story. How did you get past it? Maybe you just had a more forgiving partner. I don't know. But give us the steps that you took to get that partner on board. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. This is group therapy. She doesn't want to get rid of a tattoo that includes the name of her ex before she gets married to another person. That is what we're dealing with group therapy.
It's been a recurring argument, yeah. But it's not just the ex's name. It's a whole family tattoo that incorporates their kids as well. And mm-hmm. She contends this is part of my story. And he's just kind of not budging on wanting it removed. So where do we go from here?
Andrew, the Love Doctor, calls our show all the time. Not a real doctor.
First and foremost, the listeners need to understand, don't ever do that.
If you haven't done it,
don't do it.
And listen, Andrew, the Love Doctor, we're past that now.
Now we're past that.
we're past that.
Because they didn't listen.
He has to look at it this way. If she's not going to budge on that, everybody you meet in your life that you date makes you the person that you are today, right? So you need to look at it from that perspective. Because it's about growth. It's about being with somebody you're going to continue to grow with. Some people are going to have it as a deal breaker, and I get it. But, I mean, she shouldn't have to remove the tattoos if she doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's a choice she needs to make.
Yeah. Now, do you think he's going to say, okay, fine then. I'm going to need my name even bigger on my body.
I don't know if that's the thing, but
I feel like that's gonna be the next step. Fine. Well, then this is my new condition.
That's not a good idea.
All right, Andrew, the Love Doctor. Thank you, sir.
Keep on loving, guys.
Alexis, what is your take on this?
Okay, so when you first started telling us about this, I was fully on board with the fiance that it was disrespectful to him to have that name there. However, hearing that it is part of a family tattoo with the children. And that is part of her history and her future because her children are her future.
Yeah.
I don't think it's disrespectful to him. Maybe there's a compromise of with him being a new part of that family. Maybe she can incorporate him into it as well.
Oh, so add his name to the little family tattoo.
In parentheses.
Absolutely.
In parentheses, a little and. And
now,
Bob.
Without knowing what the tattoo looks like, it's hard to say how you would incorporate that. But a good tattoo artist could make it work.
All right. Alexis, thank you.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, so many people are just like, listen, it's part of who she is. And, you know, if that's going to be a deal breaker, then maybe the relationship isn't worth it. And, you know, so many people are just trying to, I guess, figure out a way to convince him, like, listen, this is not an important part of your story. The fact is that you guys are together and you're her future. So that's what you should be concentrating.
Well, Trina would kindly like to disagree with you.
Okay.
She says, yeah, so I will always die on this hill. Always. Stop getting people's names tattooed on your body, period. Your kids? Sure. Yes, but absolutely, it should be removed. No questions asked. My husband was a smoker when we first met. I wouldn't kiss him. Told him I wouldn't date a smoker. He stopped smoking immediately. If you're not removing the tattoo, it's because you want to keep it. If you won't remove it, even though they've asked and told you how it makes them feel, it means you don't care about how they feel, and I hope they know their worth. This marriage will never work with this level of disrespect and flat-out refusal. So there you go.
Then.
Like I said, she kindly and politely disagrees with you.
All right. If she refuses to erase her ex's name from the family tattoo, then maybe we cross a line through it and then write
cross
new guys.
A line. Or no, put like dates like a tombstone. 2007 to 2009.
Tombstone. All right, so we've thrown out some options of how we could tweak the situation. Baby might make him happy.
Okay.
If she is just flat out saying, I'm not getting it removed,
right?
Maybe he'll be okay with drawing a line through the
I still say you put the I still say
top.
You put the tombstone dates on the relationship.
Okay.
Only last there, it was the best 18 months of my life.
It'll there are options. There are options. Listen, we understand.
Okay.
Andrew doesn't like my idea.
Well. Anyways,
I'm just tossing it. It might work for them.
I think
this particular situation.
I think we just need to get him on board with it. Well, so let's figure that out.
That might be harder than
sure.
We're because
that's what she said.
We've been down this road before many times. It's a recurring argument, she says. So. Yeah. Someone is going to have to budge a little.
Great. We did nothing. Thanks, Alicia.
We tossed out lots of ideas.
You're right.
She can pick from one of them. All right. Us know which one you pick and how that goes.
Which one you picked, how it goes. Tell us what the conversation was like. In fact, record it and send it to us. That'd be great. All right. Thank you. That is group therapy. All right. Little dude knowledge here. Going to introduce you to Amber calling us from Shively. Hi there, Amber.
Hi, you guys.
Hi. Amber's got black hair, is 5'2", is a face painter, and drives a Ford Escape. Okay.
A face painter. That's fun.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun, for sure.
It's a lot of fun.
Yep. All right, so all these questions have something to do or things that guys might know, okay?
All right.
All right, Amber, you can call Kelly in to help. If you need, I don't know how much help she'll be.
May or may not be beneficial.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Now, listen, I think these are all going to be pretty easy.
See, but
when
you're
talking to me, so we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Amber.
Makes it worse if we miss it.
All right, question number one. Dude knowledge, whale back or bullet back are both different types of what?
Golf club? I don't know.
Golf clubs.
This is already going so great.
Whale back or bullet back?
Yeah. Do you know, Kelly?
Skiing? Oh, dang it. Does that sound like it could be like water skiing? Somehow?
That's cufflinks. Men's cufflinks. Those are different types of cufflinks.
What the heck?
Yeah,
oh,
whale
wow.
back or
I thought they were
back.
Just cufflinks.
No.
So.
No, it's you know, the little thing that attaches to the eye hole of your button.
It's
what it's shaped like is either a bullet or a whale's tail.
Really shocking that you know that, sir, because I don't know if I've ever seen you wear cufflinks. Ever. You
the
have like
you know.
One nice jacket, don't you?
I
Do
have.
Do you have a suit now? You bought a suit.
I have.
You bought a suit.
Suits?
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right, Amber.
That's precious.
Listen, you're 0 for 1, Amber. Here we go. Question number 2,
yeah.
Dude knowledge. What's the 500 referred to in the famous Daytona 500 NASCAR race?
Miles that they go around the lap. I mean,
yeah.
around the track.
Yeah.
Track.
Miles. 500 miles. Good
nice.
Job. All right, question
Yay.
3. Do not. We're going to end there.
Yay!
All right, question 3. What city is the professional football team the Raiders in? What city?
Uh-oh.
We're looking for that. What city?
I don't know this. I know it's in California, right?
Tag me in. Tag me in.
Tag Kelly. Steven. I'm tapping Kelly in.
The Los Angeles Raiders.
Wait,
did they move? Because they were in Los Angeles, weren't they?
Raiders have been in Oakland, Los Angeles, and now they're in Las Vegas.
Ugh. What the crap?
That's a trick question.
Las Vegas Raiders.
That's dumb.
Question 4.
Well, this is going great.
Dude knowledge.
This is going great.
The Van Dyke, French Fork, and Ducktail are all styles of what?
Again, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, Van Dyke, French Fork, and Ducktails are all styles of what?
Tuxedos.
That sounds good. Aw, dang it!
I'd be men's facial hair.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Van Dyke is like a little mustache with a little beard on it. The French Fork is like a beard that has a fork in the chin and the dimple.
Can you just go with mustache or goatee? What is going on? Literally, this is great. These are going to be easy. You guys are going to know who knows that.
These are not easy.
Listen, every dude knows this.
No, I don't think so. Thank you. High five.
Question five.
Whatever.
Dude knowledge. What does the capital C mean when it's sewn onto a sports uniform?
Captain.
Yep, you got that.
Now that was easy.
See, we're going to say that last question was all or nothing.
2 out of 5, I guess, is an acceptable score for this show.
Acceptable.
All right.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Congrats, Amber. We're going to hook you up, okay?
I'm not knocking it out of the park on this show. Yeah, seriously.
Hi, my name's Amber, and I'm not a dude.
Nice.
All right. Hey, hang tight. Thanks for playing. We'll get more information from you. It's okay? Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Hang on.
These questions are so easy.
I thought they were going to be very easy, but apparently...
The Raiders are just moving all over the place. How are we supposed to keep track of all that?
Let's blame them for the
Go
shortfall.
Go back to L.A.
here.
Because that, in my brain, is where you live.
All right, there's Dude Knowledge on 99.7 DJX. Seeing Alex Warren react to being nominated for a Grammy is pretty cool. We've got it up at WDJX.com. It's 99.7 DJX. How about a feel good? Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So Shannon was about to head out into the English countryside for her weekly 9 holes with her buddy Darren, who's 60.
Okay.
Well, he called her, though, to say that he wasn't really feeling good enough to play.
Mm-hmm.
They were chatting there on a video call. He was sitting in his car outside his home, started to stutter, and then he dropped out of frame.
Mm.
So she calls the golf club, got his address, drove straight there, found him slumped over the steering wheel, called 911.
Oh, wow.
They told her to drag him out of the car to clear his airway, but he was like 280 pounds. That wasn't going to happen, so she leaned the seat back. Paramedics got there. He had 2 heart attacks in the ambulance on the way to the hospital.
Oh.
She gave him a golf ball to squeeze in his hand to kind of hang on. He ended up having emergency surgery, put 2 stents in, spent 2.5 weeks in the hospital.
Jeez.
They said she saved his life.
Wow.
And he still has that golf ball. Mm. He's not giving it back. he's recovered. He lost 112 pounds. Okay. They've raised over $2,000 for the British Heart Foundation with a marathon 36-hole golf challenge, and they're back to playing golf every week together.
All right, all right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So just, you know, kind of seeing what happened on that video call, you know, and her quick action ended up saving his life for sure.
Mm.
Yeah, see their story. We've tweeted it out on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, so last week we spoke to this listener who found out the engagement ring her fiance proposed with was from her brother's failed engagement.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to send an update after hearing the segment, and wow, thank you.
Okay.
Seriously, reading and hearing so many women posting and calling in saying they totally understand where I was coming from made me feel a lot less crazy.
Oh, that's good.
So I did end up talking to my fiance.
Mm-hmm.
I explained everything as gently as I could.
Mm-hmm.
The ring, the baggage, the optics, mm-hmm. all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I love what the ring represents,
mm-hmm.
but I can't separate it from the whole mess with his brother's relationship.
Mm.
At first, he got pretty defensive.
Yeah.
He said I was being ungrateful.
Oh.
And that I should love the ring for what it is now.
Uh-huh.
And reminded me he doesn't have the money for a new one.
Oh.
I tried my best to explain without sounding like a big diva bee that the ring itself doesn't matter, but it kind of does because of how it makes me feel.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Sure.
So I've got to admit it was tense for a couple of days, but he eventually came back around. He said he understood and that I wasn't wrong for feeling the way I did.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is we're going to start looking at new engagement rings this week. Yay.
All right. That's cool.
Thank you to both of you and all the listeners who backed me up. I really, really appreciate it.
All right. So I guess that's best case scenario, right?
Yes.
He comes around and he's like, okay, I get it. I get it. My dirtbag brother who cheated. You don't want the ring.
Yes. Dirtbag cheater brother.
Yeah, you don't want
the ring. Sorry. It's his fault, not mine. Yes.
And now dirtbag cheater brother's like, hey, buddy. Hey. Now that you're not using it.
Can I have that back? I'd like to sell that.
Mind if I get that back? Because I tell you, my girlfriend right now, she's a real sweetheart.
Or I want to put it up on Marketplace. I think I could get some good money for that one. Yes, people sell those on Marketplace.
I was going to say,
there's a lot of engagement rings and weddings that's on Marketplace.
Is there superstition behind buying a used wedding dress?
I don't know. I mean, there a lot of times people just end up selling their dresses even after they get married, and not because
Was like a fail, right?
Right, exactly. I feel like, you know, a lot of times some keep them for sentimental reasons. I had mine preserved, put in a box after I wore it a couple of more times.
Obviously for the
bridal shows, it was fun.
Bit.
Exactly. But, but others feel like they don't need to hang on to it. So they want someone else to enjoy it, especially if it was big, beautiful dress, still in great condition. You wear it once.
Is it the same as, I feel like they'd be the same as an engagement ring where, okay, if it's a good circumstance with which you're getting rid of this dress, then okay, I'll get it for a discount. Wedding dresses are expensive.
I feel like it's different though with it's a ring, because no one is going to sell the ring because it's a successful marriage. Am I right?
Well, I mean,
you wear the dress one
that's
time.
True. Yeah,
and
that's
then,
true.
And then you don't need it anymore, but you need the ring after you get married, if you're still married. You're only selling the ring if you're not married anymore.
All right. Well, hey.
That's what I'm thinking.
Anyways.
But, you know, still other people are, you know, don't have a problem with that, and that might work for others. But in this particular situation with dirtbag cheater brother ruined all of it.
He did. All right. Well, hey.
At least for her.
Best case scenario, I think that is, let's hope that you can find something that you can agree on.
Sure.
And you can put this in the past. All right.
Yep. It sounds like it's working out, and they're going to get a new start with a new ring that doesn't have any cheating attached to it.
Yet.
Yeah. Why do you have to say that?
All right. Thanks. That's your update on 99.7 DJX. So I was finally thinking that this was going to be a year for Thanksgiving that my family wasn't going to be traveling. It's 99.7 DJX, because for the better part of 15, 16 years, we've been traveling every Thanksgiving for Irish dance, right? So we've been going different places, different cities. We're always on the road. We're getting Thanksgiving out of a hotel room or out of a restaurant that's open on Thanksgiving, right?
And that chapter's been closed,
and
correct?
That chapter's closed. My daughter still Irish dances, but she's retired from competition. So we don't have to. And so I was like, oh, this is great. However, we are, my sister who lives in Chicago, we'd go up to Chicago because that's where those dance competitions would be probably half the time. It turned into like a little tradition where we'd go up and we'd spend some time with her. And so she was like, well, since you're not coming up, we want to come up. And so now all of a sudden we're traveling again. And
oh, you're just gonna go anyway.
Yeah, and
instead of like maybe her coming to you this time.
Right. And so I saw this thing where it was like, you're probably gonna be spending around $1,000 for Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
And that includes travel. So
ooh.
if that's a lot of money to just go have some mashed potatoes with someone
yeah.
that you are like okay with, and I'm not
how
saying
about
that
we about just FaceTime. How about we FaceTime this year?
And I'm not saying that about my sister. I love my sister and all that,
right?
And her family's great. But you know, I was thinking, this is the year. I finally
yes.
we can just chill out.
Yep.
We can have you know something here. We can
yep.
create our own tradition. And it's like, well, we're going to be on the road again.
Okay, it was a nice thought.
Yeah,
while it lasted.
Yeah. So about $175 going to be spent in food, $110 in drinks, decorations, miscellaneous, travel, all that, right around $952. So
expensive little weekend.
Yep, expensive
little
weekend.
And then you're not even like factoring in Black Friday shopping.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do, if that's kind of your thing to go out and actually, and you know what? I did see something where the mall culture is starting to make a comeback.
Yes, people miss going to the mall. They like to go, like, see things, physically touch them, try clothes on,
right,
stuff like that.
Right, so.
Like, that's great.
Yeah, and to your point, if you're not even factoring in the shopping aspect,
right,
of the weekend, for sure. It's 99.7 DJX. Still to come this hour, we'll get to a feel-good story. Also, a setting the bar story, which I got to be honest, I'm guilty of part of it. Time for a feel-good. Do these feel-good stories every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
A cameraman for CTV News in Canada underwent a life-changing treatment, all thanks to this random encounter he had when he was on assignment.
Oh, wow.
So Kirk is a cameraman, mm-hmm, was putting a microphone on a neurosurgeon when she saw his hands shaking and said, I can fix that.
Oh, wow.
Turns out he's been suffering from essential tremor since he was a teen.
There'll be a point where I'm losing it. And my hand's shaking so much, I'll be like, honey, you gotta take it. And by that time, everything's all over the place.
I can fix that. And we reviewed the options for surgical treatment of patients that have essential tremor.
Mm. What type of impact has this had?
You saved my life. You saved my career. I hate being emotional like that, but you saved my career. I probably wouldn't last probably the next 5 years because it was getting worse, and mm-hmm, and you saved it.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yeah, I mean, it's been inconvenient just in his regular life, but he thought he only had like 5 years to go before he wouldn't be able to do his job anymore. Because,
jeez,
you know, you need your hands not to shake when you're shooting video.
Right.
Yes, tripods can help, but there are times you need to hold the camera by hand. And yeah, kind of amazing what a difference it made. And all because he just happened to be on an assignment when a neurosurgeon was a part of the subject. And
wow,
she's like, yep, I know exactly what's going on with you and I can fix it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can see the full story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Maggie, our injury lawyers.
Multitasking while driving is dangerous. It's 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, you should concentrate on driving.
Right. Focused on driving. So this setting the bar story is especially dangerous. What's a setting the bar story, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to pee in a beer can when you're drunk.
No.
While you're driving.
Oh, all of that's bad.
Then you're doing okay.
No.
I will admit that I have been on long trips overnight, and I have attempted to relieve myself into a bottle while driving.
While you're driving, sir?
So that's the only part of this story where I've been guilty
over,
of.
Sir, because of
listen,
all, you, nature,
Kelly,
can be your toilet. That's the advantage of being a dude.
I know.
You can just pull over on the side of the road.
That's not very safe either, Kelly.
It's safer than trying to finagle aiming.
Not aiming. You just got to try to, you know, fit it. And if it's a beer can, a can, I will say never. I've never done a can. That would be pain.
That holds back. Yes.
There could be sharp objects.
Other dangers.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm talking like, you know, like a 20-ounce Mountain Dew bottle,
okay,
right? One
Either
of those.
Way.
Anyways, the guy's
not advised.
The guy's name is James. He was attempting to pee into a Budweiser can while driving, rear-ended a Volkswagen.
Oh, gosh.
Thankfully, no one seriously hurt.
Not a huge high rate of speed.
Right. So the highway patrol officer found James holding the beer can.
Oh, he was literally caught red-handed.
Yeah, and James was like, well, this has pee-pee, not beer.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, like I said, thankfully the couple who got rear-ended wasn't overly hurt or anything like that. But yeah, he was also drunk, so that's no-no. That's a big no-no.
That's a really big no-no.
Yeah. So he shouldn't have been driving anyways because this ain't his first rodeo. He's already had a couple DUIs. So.
Oh my gosh.
So anyways, so he's in big trouble now. But the whole, okay, first of all, don't drink and drive, ever.
That's the biggest full stop right there.
Okay. But trying to use the restroom into a can while you're going.
Not when you're the driver.
That is...
It's dicey if you're the passenger.
I was going to say, even as a passenger, it's tough.
Especially if you're trying to drive.
Right, right. There you go. That is your setting the bar story.
OMG.
On 99.7 DJX. By the way, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas has already returned to the Billboard Hot 100.
Of course it has.
It's 99.7 DJX. Usually it's after Thanksgiving, it jumps in and the month of December is owned by Mariah Carey. But it jumped in.
There.
It jumped in number 31 on the chart as of November 15th. So
listen, I saw so many other of my neighbors putting up the Christmas decorations outside this weekend because it was so nice outside.
Yeah, it was nice.
Like, you know what? I'm not trying to be decorating when I'm freezing.
That's true.
And there's some validity to that.
That is true.
We were almost inspired, but then we're like, nah, it's a lot of work. I don't feel like it right now.
Oh, all right. All right. Yeah. So
we had a busy week. We're like, you know what? I can't do that. I can't go there just yet.
It's 99.7 DJX, but yes. We are into Mariah Carey season here on DJX. It's Olivia Dean on 99.7 DJX. Did that song on Saturday Night Live. By the way, did you see the story of Glenn Powell?
I just saw it. We actually have it up on our website, and then we got someone that texted it to us on the text line. This is such a fantastic little weird backstory.
Yeah. Glenn Powell was the host for Saturday Night Live. It was his first time. He number one movie over the weekend at the box office, The Running Man, a remake of a Stephen King novel. Glenn Powell, though, that was his first time hosting. It wasn't supposed to be his first time hosting. He was supposed to host way back when Top Gun Maverick came out, but due to COVID, the movie was pushed back. Lorne Michaels calls him and says, look, it's not going to make any sense. No one's going to know who you are. So there's no movie. And so they had to pause. So he gets this. He gets the call to host again. Or no, I mean, he had gotten the call to host back then.
Back then, and he was super excited about it.
To
get it when the UPS guy was delivering a package, and he happened to, like, in that moment, celebrate with this UPS guy. He was, the first person.
Yeah, the UPS guy was like, what's going on?
And he's
like, I'm so
excited,
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I mean, you just want to share with anybody who's right there in that moment, and that's what happened. And so then all this time he's thinking, well, then it didn't happen, and so then the UPS guy probably thought I was lying.
Right. So 4 years later, he gets the call to host again this weekend. His sisters call around, find the same UPS driver.
That's fantastic.
And Glenn Powell flew him out to New York City over the weekend and brought him up on stage.
Yeah, he could be there in person. It's like, yes, see, I wasn't lying.
Yeah.
It was real.
Yeah. So, pretty cool story. Yep. WDJX.com. You can kind of see that. All right. What else, Kelly? If you missed anything, obviously, you can catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com.
Yeah. All the stories, especially if you missed the update on Scott Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
And the Jonas Brothers.
Yep.
It's a pretty epic. I mean, the internet did what it does. We tracked him down. We got answers to all the questions we had from that original viral video that was seen by 54 million times.
I know. Pretty cool. Yeah.
It was pretty cool. It's all up there.
Yep. Right there at WDJX.com. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.